long does it take for you to solve a Rubik's Cube? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, February 19th, 2026, and we just heard Hwang Min-hyun with Cube. Now, be honest, y'all. How long does it take y'all to solve an actual Rubik's Cube? Okay? Be honest. Or actually, let me ask you another question. Can you actually solve one? Because you know what? I remember trying to solve one as a kid, and I still think it's in my mom and dad's house, and it's still all mangled up with dust all over it, because I can't. No, I cannot. Well, a 9-year-old boy in Poland just solved it in 2.76 seconds. That is right. That's in a blink, literally. And basically, you missed it because he was like that fast. And he goes by the name of Teodoro Jaira. Mm-hmm. And he set the new world record at a speed cubing competition in Gdansk, officially becoming the first person ever to crack the classic 3x3x3 cube in under 3 seconds, according to the World Cube Association. Now, for years, cubing fans believed the 3-second barrier was basically the human limit. So when Teodoro did it, the crowd went wild. Whoa! Screaming and everything. And here's the even wilder part. The previous record holder was also a kid, just 8 years old. It was Chinese speed cubing, Mr. Star, Xun Yi Gang, whose best record was 3.05 seconds. Now, Teodoro isn't just a one-hit wonder either, y'all. He competes internationally against adults, runs his own YouTube channel, and has already collected 68 gold medals. Oh, and back when he was 7, he set a world record for the smaller one, too, the 2x2x2 cube, solving it in 0.43 seconds, y'all. I don't know how y'all do it. Like I said, my Rubik's Cube is still at my mom and dad's house. I haven't solved that for 40-something years. That's crazy. So, if your New Year's resolution was to get faster at something, maybe we should all take Rubik's Cubes off that list and start with something else, because there is no way I'm ever going to solve a Rubik's Cube in 2.76 seconds. I could probably throw one that fast in the trash can, though. So we have a great song for y'all right now. We got Park Moon Chi with EI and La La with Blink. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And let's get more music in for y'all. We got 8 Turn with Bruise Pushy, and then Weeb with Rock the Nation. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Get ready for that beverage that you are craving right now. It's Thursday night. Maybe you still have more work to catch up on, so you do need that caffeine. So grab that coffee, because you're going to need it after I give you this information, y'all. So, you don't always have to be the fastest at setting world records, y'all. Mm-hmm. Now, we got Frank Zeminski who has officially become the oldest person to officially solve a Rubik's Cube in competition. Now, guess how old Mr. Zeminski is, y'all? He is not 60, not 70 or 80 years old, but he is 95 years old. Okay? 95. And he's still competing at competitions. So let that sink in. I know, like, a lot of people, like, at their age, like, I can't do anything at my age. I'm like 50, I'm 60. Mm-hmm. Stop complaining that you're old when you're not. 95 is old, y'all. Now, it started as a hobby back in the 70s. That's 1970s. And for you young people, the 1900s. And he's still at it in 2026 at two Buffalo Cube Days 2026. That's an actual thing. Now, Frank solved the classic 3x3 cube, Rubik's Cube, that is, in 5 minutes and 49 seconds, officially becoming the world record holder in the senior category. Of course, he says he was a little flustered because doing it by yourself and doing it under time pressure is a little different. This isn't even his first world record. This will be his third one. He also set two 2x2 senior records, one for fastest single solve and another for best average of three solves. Now, Frank rediscovered his competitive spark after connecting with the Buffalo Speed Cube Club at the Orchid Park Library. Orchard Park Library. Now, since then, he's been training, competing, and proving that speed cubing has no age limit. And he's not done yet. At 95, Frank plans to keep cubing and competing. So next time you think, I'm too old to start something new, just remember, somewhere out there, a 95-year-old man is scrambling a cube and setting world records, y'all. So stop complaining and stop making up excuses and listen to some K-pop. We got Taeyeon with Something New and Epic High with Excuses. Your 2 cents. That's right. It is time for me to connect with you, the KPC listeners. And of course, I get to read out your quirky, creative answers to a question that was posted on our gram. And if I choose you, we're going to send you a prize. Now, our Y2C question was, did you wear uniforms to school? Should students dress freely or wear uniforms? And I know a lot of people are probably in the younger years are probably like, I don't want to wear uniforms. I want to wear what I want to wear. Now, I was the same way as a kid. I wanted to wear, you know, the jeans I wanted to wear, sweatpants that I wanted to wear, you know, shirts I wanted to wear, you know, whatever was in fashion back then. But we talked about wearing the same thing all the time, like Steve Jobs or, you know, Mr. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, helps your brain be more efficient and save time. Now, do you think uniforms help students be more efficient? Or should students be able to express themselves through the fashion, their fashion, you know, a fashion statement? But to be honest, as you get older, you realize, you know, you could save money too that way. And time when you leave the house, you know, think about it. Young people, if you're listening right now, you can save a lot more money on other things. And then you can also wear your clothes afterwards anyway. Well, we're going to get right into it from our first answer, from our first person that we're going to choose at Nistha Thapa Shretha. I think this is the first time we're reading from this person. Cool. So, message or answer. I think wearing uniform is better. When children are learning age, fashion could introduce them to more materialistic approach of expressing themselves. When young, building a character out of skills, things they love to learn is better. I also think this lowers the gap visually between children with rich and middle-class family. Fashion and materialistic accessories can be a burden to many if they cannot afford, which can bring more differences in social life. I do agree with that because, you know, when you have a uniform on, you don't know what status, what class, what background the family's from. You know, so that does help, you know, not to categorize a person or show where the background they're from or how their family is, you know, or from a rich family, from a poor family, a well-off family. So I agree. I'd rather have uniforms, you know. So Good on you, Nista. And for you, we have a great song. It is Cordis with Fashion. We just heard Fashion by Cordis, and we're going to get into more of your answers right now. This is at Ilhelm Aura. Hello, DJ Brian. In my childhood, I remember that we used to wear a school uniform, a pink smock for girls and a blue one for boys. From my point of view, this created a sense of order, reduced comparisons among students, and made us feel that we were all equal. Yeah. See, I feel like equality is very important. You know, you don't want to go to school and, you know, have people compare you, like, you know, oh, you're wearing that? That's not even in style anymore, you know, and then get bullied. You know, I feel like when you are too expressive about fashion at a young age, you know, a lot of people get bullied in that way. I mean, of course, there are bullies even in schools with uniforms too, but I feel like it could be a, you can lessen that, I guess, with uniforms. I remember in my school, there were the bullies still. But then in grade school, when we were able to wear our regular clothes, I felt like there was more bullying going on compared to my high school years. Because in high school, I had to wear your uniform because everyone looked the same, had the same outfits on. You know, they expressed themselves in different ways, with like piercings and dyeing their hair and stuff like that, which eventually we weren't allowed to do anyway. And kids were trying to get away with it. But yeah, I feel like uniforms are a better way. Like I said, you save money too that way. You know, instead of buying clothes every day, every week to express fashion and all that stuff. All right, we're going to get to our next answer from Arpan Chatterjee from the Book of Faces. I did wear a school uniform, and looking back, it definitely shaped my routine. Wearing the same clothes every day saved time in the morning and reduced unnecessary decisions. Uniforms can create a sense of equality, discipline, and belonging among students, helping them concentrate more on learning than on appearance. However, fashion is also a powerful form of self-expression, especially for young people who are discovering their identity. Allowing students some freedom to dress can boost confidence, creativity, and individuality. I believe the best approach is balance. Uniforms for regular school days to promote efficiency and unity, and free dress days or flexibility guidelines to encourage self-expression. Education should shape both the mind and personality, and a thoughtful dress policy can support both goals beautifully. Yeah, so our school actually had a dress down day. It was once a month on a Friday, but we'd have to pay for that. So if you wanted to dress down, I think it was like $2, you would pay the school in cash. And at the beginning of the school day, you'd put it in a little bucket. And I think that went to school charity, I think. I forgot what it was for. But yeah, once a month on a Friday, we'd all get to dress what we'd want to wear. But that was okay, you know, because you're not buying 3,000 outfits. Because only once a month, and everyone can afford one outfit a month, you know, because you already have clothes at home. And it was a way to express your individual style, your identity, like you said, your self-expression. So, yeah, I like that idea, too. I feel like schools can do that. But to collect money on it? I don't know. But now it is time for music, and we're still going to get into more of your answers. So don't go anywhere. We got Hearts to Hearts with Style and Weekly with After School. All righty, that was Weekly with After School. Now we're going to get into more of your answers. But like I said, we still have a winner to announce. So don't go anywhere. The next one is from Matthias Jung in Finland. We don't have school uniforms. But this question is almost like letting students have a cap on their head or not inside classrooms. Now, studies show that there are students who can concentrate better with the cap on their head than without it. But still, it isn't allowed to use headwear in classes, classrooms. With school uniforms, no one can mock, bully you for what you wear. Dressing freely gives you or gives the students freedom and uses clothes which they feel calm, safe, and can concentrate on. I'm not studying right now, but I would choose school uniforms to keep bullying to a minimum level. Of course, if it's a one-day course, which I have to do once a year to keep my guard license updated, then school uniforms wouldn't be necessary. That's true. One day course. No one really needs a uniform for that. But like I said earlier too, yeah, I agree. Bullying in the world is not going to go away completely. Because, you know, some people just feel like they feel superior. They need to express how powerful they are. I don't know why they do that. But, you know, I feel like with uniforms, since we all look the same, it'll actually lessen that in schools. And so I experienced it in my school growing up. So I don't see why having uniforms is a bad thing. And with that said, we're going to get to our last answer for this week from AshokGonzalez57. Dear Brian, I always went to school wearing a uniform of khaki shorts with a white t-shirt. I think wearing a uniform can create a sense of unity and belonging. I would love to listen to a song by BTS. All right. You got it. It's not request and responses week, but we are going to play your requests. But don't go anywhere. We still have a winner to announce. BTS Euphoria. All right, that was BTS with Euphoria, and y'all know what time it is. It is time to announce today's winner, and today's winner for our weekly Y2C is Matthias Jung! If that is you and you're tuning in right now, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. But don't forget, include your ID, your gram handle, your email, whatever it was that you got in contact with us with, including the date that you've won. So it makes it that much easier to find you. And remember, you guys can always find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Score your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on their website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs and the pop-up window. Now click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And now we got music for you guys. First up, Min Kyung Hoon with Guilt, 죄. And then we have Do Geum and Seung Gwan with Guilty Pleasure. All right, we're back. But guess what? It is time to wrap things up for today. And taking us out, we have Baek Yerin with Anti-Freeze. And thank you guys for tuning in. Our producer is Choi Dong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now.